I want to be in the book of Philippians this morning. Good to have Sister Laura with us. Amen. And all of you. And good to be in God's house on this Sunday morning. Amen. Out of Philippians chapter 3. Begin reading in the book, or in verse number 7 of the third chapter of Philippians. Amen. God dealing with our heart. I got up praying yesterday morning, and I picked up some notes that I started and worked on those, and hey man, got up praying this morning. Well, before I got up, somewhere in the neighborhood, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, I woke, and God dealing with my heart along this line. Amen. And I want to just, I believe it is a key element. Amen. It's key to salvation. It is key to our effectiveness in the earth and everything that goes with being a Christian. Amen. In the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse number 7, the Word of God says, "But what things were gain to me, those I counted loss for Christ." Sounds almost like this, unlike modern-day Christianity reading that one verse, does it not? Hey, modern-day church folks, the modern-day world is by me, for me, and of me, and that's the way it is. "What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." Verse 10, amen, my text, "that I may know Him," amen, "that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Amen. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank You this morning. Sir, the glory that You have set before us. God, the opportunity. Oh, Lord, the wonder and the amazement, sir, that You have declared and made available to man. Sir, for the simple walk with You. God, for the glorious heights that, God, You have offered, for the glorious promises, Lord, that You have declared in Your Word. And we know, sir, the promises of God are yea and amen to them that believe, sir. May You have glory and honor this morning. May, God, we have Your unction, sir, and may we speak the words of eternal life. And may, God, the Word of God find good ground, sir. May every spirit that would hinder the Word of God be bound, and everything, God, concerning Your will be loosed in the name of Jesus. Give You glory and honor, sir. Hallelujah. May You be magnified. Hallelujah. Amen to God. God bless you. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in the house this morning. Got up feeling Him. Amen. In my prayer closet. Amen to God. For Brother Joe, it ain't all about feeling, but I know He's there. Amen. These times, yes, that we walk by faith, and people got to understand that we will have those times. Amen. It's then what God has worked in me, we must work out and hold fast until God brings us back again. Amen. Into that place where the rains come. Amen. But I can thank God this morning that He's given us enough. Amen. That we can walk in the drought if we have to, and have enough in Christ to have that deep root. Amen to God. That'll carry us through the dry times into the times of rain. Amen. They say, if we shallow Christians, we'll never overcome those things. But if we're deeply rooted in Him, Amen. If we like that land, that tree that's planted by the rivers of water, amen, I can tell you the droughts can come, but we'll still pull substance, amen, out of the depths, amen, of that riverbed. Amen. My God, amen. David said, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spouts. Amen. There is an answer from God. Amen. If I get too loud, somebody, amen, shake their head. No, don't shake it. Don't, amen. Maybe I'll understand what you're saying. Or tell you to put your finger down. Amen. Say, turn it down. Amen. I got to feel like a little bit of volume this morning. What things were gained to me? The Apostle Paul opens up and makes this statement. Amen. That sets the tone for everything that is going to be said for the most part in this third chapter of the book of Philippians. Those what things were gained to me. Amen. Those I counted as loss for Christ. Amen. Understand what Brother Paul is saying here. Everything that suffices the flesh, amen, is the enemy of the spiritual life. Everything, amen, come on, that amplifies or in any way agrees with the flesh, amen, is an enemy of the cross, amen. And so, Brother Joe, what do you mean? The Apostle Paul, amen, prayed that God, amen, would bless them people as their soul prospereth, amen. So what's God after? God's not after making me happy, amen. God's after making me holy. Amen. Making me into that vessel that God has ordained and fore-envisioned. Amen. That we could be that. What God would have. What can the world, amen, experience? Amen. If God's people can know their Christ like God intended. Amen. Understand that we suffer lack. And the great deal of that suffering lack is because of the insufficiency of the knowledge of Christ. Amen. And Brother Joe, when he talks about knowledge, I am not talking about a head knowledge. Amen. I'm not talking about, amen, a mental knowledge of Scripture or just text. I am talking about a knowledge of personal relationship with Him. Amen. And that's the Apostle Paul. I can tell you, he don't need the head knowledge. He's had that Word of God drilled in him until he's a walking scribe for the most part. Amen. But what he's after, amen, is that dynamic, amen, of the Christian life. Amen. That dynamic says, I've got a personal walk with Him. Amen. I know Him intimately. Amen. And He knows me, amen, intimately. I've walked close to Him. Amen. Walk with Him. Glory to God. Amen. And so he says, I this is my whole pattern of my life. And he says, that I may know Him. Amen. Not know about Him. Amen. You see, there's a lot of people that know about someone. They know what they've read. They know what someone else has told them. But they do not know that person. Amen. They've never spent a time around them. They've never spent any time in fellowship with them. Amen. And Brother Joe's going to tie some things together this morning. Amen. God got to dealing with my heart. And I moved to, amen. Now that word fellowship does appear in the text here. The fellowship of His sufferings. Amen. But I'm telling you, if I'm going to know God, I'm going to have to fellowship Him. I said, I am going to have to fellowship Him. Amen. You know what God's intent and purpose for mankind is? What He's done in the beginning. To have that fellowship with man. Amen. You don't come on with Brother Joe. I can tell you when we can have that fellowship with man. Amen. We'll walk in that Eden of God. I said if we'll have that fellowship with man, we can walk in that Eden. We can walk in that place where God supplies the need. Amen. Where God ministers to the hurt. Amen. To God. And God is God. Hallelujah. Well, glory. You'll pardon me. I feel like having church this morning. Amen to God. I can tell you, God can get a few folks just to know Him. Amen. We read in this book we call the Bible. Amen. We look through the Word of God. And listen, it has not a new thing. It's been a common thing throughout the ages that there's not been the majority. It has been the minority by all means that has really had that close relationship with God. Amen. We don't find a multitude of prophets. We find, amen, just a few prophets in that Old Testament period that walked with God, that knew God, amen, that fellowshipped Him. Amen. They probably considered strange by the rest of the crowd. Amen. Moses is different, amen, than his peers. Amen. Why? He's got a knowledge, amen, of God. Why? Because he's had fellowship with Him that they have not had. Come on. I'm going to say that again. I believe Brother Tommy Cronier said one of the greatest revivals he ever had preached was a young man that stood in the pulpit on the first night and said, I've been up the mountain. I've been with Him. Amen to God. And I've come down to tell you what He's got to say. Amen to God. Come on with Brother Joe this morning. Amen. We'll walk with Him and ascend to them high heights. Amen. Glory to God. He'll fill our heart and He'll fill our mouth. Amen. He'll fill our lives. Glory to God. Woo! I don't tell you, tell me this morning that there's not a lot of filling that needs to go on. I'll tell you that there is. Amen. And where's it going to come from? Either we're going to be filled up with this world, or we're going to be filled up with Him. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad that Word of God says, amen, filled with Him. Amen. I can tell you that means God wants us running over with Him. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, if I get too loud, somebody do something. Amen. I feel a little bit loud this morning. I bumped it down already. Amen. Listen, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. Now, come on, Brother Joe. That's not talking about just when the dead in Christ are going to rise. The power of that resurrection is the power of the Christian life. Amen. I've already been resurrected. Amen. Spiritually. Amen. Come on. That's what the whole of Easter means. Amen. The death, the burial, and the resurrection. Amen. Until I get ready to die, that old man to die out with Him. Amen. To be buried with Him. I can never be resurrected with Him in the newness of life. Amen. The moment that I get to trying to spare that old man, amen, that death and that burial, amen, I have no resurrection with Him. Amen. I have no life. Amen. But I have that old death, amen, that abides in my members. But if I can, amen, maintain that relationship with Him, amen, where I'm dead unto self, but alive unto God, amen, to God, then that life, amen, that only comes from Him, amen, will flow through our very being. Hallelujah. Well, glory. I don't know about you, but I want that life to flow. Amen. I can tell you, we ought to walk in such a power of God that our skin tingles. Amen. That our very, amen. Well, Brother Joe, I don't know about that. Amen. You ever felt God surreal? The hair on the back of your neck stood up. Amen. Come on. I think it ought to do that a whole lot more than what it gets done. Amen. My Bible says, walk in the Spirit. Amen. And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we'll stay in tune with Him, a lot of those earthly temptations, amen, will vanish away. Because, amen, the enemy hadn't already got our attention. And he can't get it off of Him and whom we're in love with. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. You know what keeps a marriage, amen, gloriously safe? Amen. Is when that husband and wife are infatuated with one another. Come on. I said, when the husband and wife are infatuated with one another, they're just caught up in one another. Nobody can get any attention. Nobody can make any headways. Amen. If we lose that with God, amen. What you talking about, Brother Joe? A relationship. If we lose that, amen, in will step the interloper. The enemy will insert himself in, amen, and begin to erode further that relationship. You know what's wrong with a vast portion of the church? They don't have a dynamic relationship with Christ. They got a religious spirit. They got a religious, amen, habit. They go to church, amen, but there's nothing dynamic. They throughout the week, they're not in communion with God. Amen. Barry seldom read their Bible. A lot of people don't, amen, much less give it a glance. Amen. Walk on their own way. And all the while, God's standing up and wondering, what is wrong with me? What have I done to you? Come on. You know what God wants us to do? God wants us to have daily communion with Him. The greatest of men that I've read about in the Bible, women, and out of the Bible, amen, all had something in common. Amen. What was it, Brother Joe? They had a relationship with God, and that relationship was not a cold one. It was not a lukewarm one. It was not an indifferent one. But it was one that was a fire and a blaze. Amen. One that was, absolutely consuming and ate up. Come on, what did they say about Christ? Amen. The zeal of thine house hath eaten thee up. In other words, it has consumed your life. Amen. What does God want to do, brothers and sisters? He wants to consume our life and give us His glorious life. Amen. Well, glory. I heard Brother Clendenin, he had a way of sometimes aggravating people, but he's telling the truth. God don't want any part of my miserable life. He's come to give me His glorious life. And there ain't never been no more true soul than that. Amen. And God didn't come to share misery. God come to give us, joy. God, listen, come on, Brother Joe. Now, Brother Joe, I thought you said something. Indeed, there is. Amen. But isn't it peculiar how God can give joy in the midst of sufferings? God can give that joy in the midst of hardships. Amen. I can tell you, you can't find it nowhere else. Amen. Man in this world, he'll look for joy. Amen. He may find it for a moment, but it's just fleeting and it's gone. And usually it's cost him more in sadness down the road than he'd like to admit. Amen to God. But in Christ, there's joy forevermore at the right hand of the throne of majesty. Amen. Bear with me this morning. I'm a little beside myself. Amen. Listen, Hosea said, come, let us return unto the Lord. Amen. What else did he say here? Listen to what he said. For he hath torn and he will heal us. And he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he'll raise us up and we shall live in his sight. And then he said, then shall we know. Then shall we know. Amen. Listen, God got something he wants us to know. Amen. But in order to know it, I got to know Him. I said, in order to know it, I have to know Him. Amen. Jeremiah writes, amen, in 33:3, and says, amen, call on the Lord. He said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Amen. My. Amen. If I'll just call on Him, if I'll just seek Him out, if I'll just walk with Him, if I'll just have that relationship with Him that He intends to have with us. Amen. You know, one of the greatest apostles in the New Testament. Amen. One that God had to turn completely around. God's turned every one of us around. Whether we was a hard sinner, or whether we just hellbound. Amen. We's all hellbound. Amen. That's just the facts. Amen. But God's turned every one of us around. But some He's had to, are been more prevalent in their turnaround than others. God turned him around, changed him. Amen. And my. The very zeal that of the things he hated, God made him love. Amen to God. God caused him to love. Listen, amen. If we'll walk with God, amen, that transformation that God started at the new birth, amen, will advance. I said that transformation. Amen. When God saved me, He ain't done with me. Amen. He's not finished. Amen. There's a whole lot more. Amen. The pattern stays the same. Amen. I just simply must keep the same mind and the same heart. I must stay submitted. I must stay humble under the mighty hand of God. I must continue to, amen, know that without Him, I'm absolutely unable to do anything. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I said anything. Don't matter how little it is. Amen. You know what gets wrong with Christians if we're not careful? Amen. We get to thinking we can handle the little things. Boy, have we made a mistake. Amen. We go to messing up the little things after a while. Amen. We get aggravated and think God's done something wrong with us and we're messing up the big things because we got on out of sorts with God. Don't look at me funny. Amen. Folks get out of sorts with God. Amen. A lot of times they're blinded to being out of sorts with God. They don't even know they're out of sorts. They don't even know they're out of favor. They don't even know they're in rebellion. The enemy has blinded. Come on, sin has a blinding effect. Amen. But God has a way of coming around and enlightening us. Amen. And when God then enlightens us, it becomes our responsibility, amen, to say, Lord, would you have mercy on me? Would you forgive me, sir? You know what? Amen. The pattern of that Lord's Prayer, I think, is an absolute accurate one. Amen. I don't go through repeating the Lord's Prayer, but I think we ought to pray that pattern. If we pray it in the Spirit, we will pray that pattern. Lord, forgive me for my trespasses. as I forgive those who trespass against me, if I'm going to get in good favor with God, I've got to ask, Lord, would you forgive me for my sin? Would you forgive me for my shortcomings? Would you forgive me for my failures? I don't know. We're about to go. I don't have any. Hold your hands up. Let me have a good look. Amen. We all got them. Amen. You know what's eating the church alive today? Pride. Amen. Out of pride comes every known sin, because pride is the calling card of Lucifer. Amen. I said, out of pride comes every known sin. Amen. The calling card of God, He is love. Out of that comes every virtue. Amen. Out of God's pure love. Amen. And God's life embedded and living. Amen. In the life of that human being will produce, amen, the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, and all 8 of its characteristics. Come on with me. I got to hurry. Amen. Here Hosea said, come, let us return unto the Lord. If I am going to know Him, I've got to be willing to walk with Him on His terms. Amen. Meet Him where He, amen, is said in His Word, and walk with Him in humility. Amen. In that. Amen. Micah gives us, what does the Lord require thee but to do justice, love, mercy, and walk humbly with thy God. Amen. So God has required the same thing down through the ages. Amen. If I'm going to know Him, I'm going to know Him on His terms. I'm not going to know Him on my terms. Amen. I realize we've got a lot of folks that think that, amen, I can go down here to that church and I can know God on my terms. No, you can't. Amen. I don't care what that preacher preaches. Amen. We're going to know God according to this Word right here. We're not going to know Him at all. I'm going to have a relationship. The bounds and the grounds of that relationship are not going to be set by me. They've already been set by God. Amen. And if I'm going to have that relationship with Him, I'm going to have it on His terms. Amen. I said, if I'm going to have that relationship, I'm going to have it on God's terms. That means I ain't no negotiating going on. Amen. Come on, God ain't going to marry nobody with no prenups either. Come on. You hear me? Amen. The plan is what it is. Amen. Glory to God. I ain't going to put anything in there, and God's not going to insert anything else. Amen. But what His Word has already said. Amen. Oh, isn't it wonderful? Amen. I can't believe that. Come on, Brother Joe. I can't believe, amen, what God has offered humanity. Amen. What a glorious opportunity. Amen. That God's willing, amen, to forgive all of my sin. Amen. Wipe away my transgressions. Amen. Give me a whole new life. Amen. Put His Spirit in me. Amen. And transform this vagabond. Come on, Brother Joe. I said, transform this vagabond and make me and you in the likeness of His dear Son. Amen. That's what He's after. Glory. Behold, the pattern is forever laid and ever settled. It shall not change, saith the Lord. Men may change, organizations may change, but I change not. My word is ever settled in heaven. Behold, I say unto thee that I am the living God, and I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Behold, to them that will come unto me, behold, with a humble heart and broken spirit, I say unto thee, I will in no wise cast out, but I will seal thee, transform thee, change thee, and set thee on the king's highway, that thou mightest be an avenue through the relationship with me to manifest myself unto a world that is lost. Saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I got to hurry. Amen. I got more than I know and I can preach. Then, listen, Hosea said, come, let us return to the Lord. He hath torn. Come on. You tell me what's going on. Oh, Brother Joe, I don't like that heart preaching. Amen. I can tell you, if he can't tear away what, amen, is causing the problem, he can't fix my life. Come on. I got to say, Lord, amen, I want you to deliver me. Listen, The permission has to come from us. God's not going to take one thing from me that I don't want to turn loose of. I'm going to say that again. God is not going to take one thing from me that I'm not willing wholeheartedly and completely ready to give it up. Amen. You know, I've seen folks that, amen, I'd serve God, but I can't give this up. You're going to go to hell with it then. Amen. You think that's worth it? Amen. When you get there, you're going to figure out that it's not. Amen. Listen, amen. But if I'm willing to give it up, God will tear it loose. Amen. I said, if I'm willing to give it up, God will deliver me from it. He has torn. Amen. I want to tell you, God's a God of correction. He will tear. He will get our attention. Amen. He will war against what is, amen, the destruction of our life. He'll do it. He wouldn't be God if He didn't do it. He wouldn't love us if He didn't do it. Amen. But because He loves us. Amen. My dad used to give me whippings the whole time. He was whipping. I'm whipping you because I love you. Back then, I said, don't love me so good, Daddy. Amen. I didn't tell you. Amen. But I understood when I got older. Amen. He's telling the truth. Amen. If I can't change you now, amen, by a correction, you're going to suffer for it. He loved me. He was after my betterment, not after my destruction. Amen. If somebody don't care, they said, go on your way. I don't care. Do what you want to do. Live what how you want to live. Amen. That's why a lot of folks want to, amen, sign up and go to a church where that preacher said, you live like you want to live. Do what you want to do. God's going to usher you right on in. He's lying through His teeth. Amen. Come on, I said He's lying. Amen. God's not going to do no such thing. Amen. There's no that. A lady that I knew, and all y'all probably knew Tammy Knight. I knew her probably better than those, because I'd happen to run the bad places where that woman was at. She's raised in a family. She raised hard. Amen. She could stand toe to toe with most any man I ever seen, and probably win in a good, amen, knockdown drag out. Amen. But I stood outside this church. She's got born again, and tears is rolling down her face. And she said, they told me when I was baptized when I was a youngin', amen, I was saved and I was going to heaven. Amen. And she said, I read that book, and she held up her Bible. Amen. That it said they wasn't no drunkards going to enter therein. And she said, I knew all of a sudden, amen, that I wasn't going where they said I was going. Isn't it something? Amen. And by the Lord of God, she got on her knees and she found deliverance. Glory to God. God delivered her from the drink, from the smoke. Amen. From all of those things that the devil had her entangled in. Amen. Glory to God. And begin to change her life. Amen. I tell you, God will do the same for every man. Boy and girl, that's His whole intention. Amen. But He's not through changing me once I've been born again. He's a whole lot more that God wants to do. I'm just kidding. Glory. Amen. I can tell you, everybody. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Everybody's got their beginning. Amen. I said, there's a beginning. It's not the end. That's where we're starting at with God. Amen. God's got a whole big wheel down the road that He wants to wheel in us and work in us. And He wants us not to make Him look bad, but to glorify Him as He wheels and works in you and I. What does that mean, Brother Joe? The only way God can do that is if I allow Him to have that kind of relationship, amen, in my life. And you allow Him to have it in yours. Amen. Listen, that man that will walk, a woman who will walk with God won't walk with the devil. I'll say that again. If we'll walk with God, we won't walk with the devil. Amen. The Word of God says, you walk in spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It didn't say you might not. It said you shall not. Amen. You know what gets wrong with folks? They quit walking in the Spirit. They quit pursuing that relationship with God. Amen. He is torn. Amen. Listen, He has torn. Sometimes, I know it's not don't sound good, but listen to what He said that He would do. He had torn, He said. And what is He going to do about that tearing, Brother Joe? Amen. There's one thing God is able to do. What He tears, He's also able to, amen, heal it. He has torn, and He will heal it. Amen. He has smitten. Amen. Correction. And what's He going to do? He will bind us up. He's going to put balm on that. Amen. When's He going to do that, Brother Joe, if I let it do me some good? Come on. You understand something? That in every relationship, there has to be a discipline. Amen? If there's no discipline, there can be no relationship. Don't believe it? Amen. Show me a relationship with a man. A woman with a man's not disciplined. After a while, that relationship, don't take it long, it's gone. But if the woman's doing it, amen, it's gone just a little while. It's a two-party work. Amen. What does God want to do? He wants to take two parties and make one out of that. That says, if I'm going to have this relationship with Christ, amen. Amen, this old man has got to go his own way. Amen, on the cross. Amen. And there's only going to be one voice. There's only going to be one will. Amen. In this relationship, amen, there's only going to be one party that's calling shots. And I'm in agreement with him. Put two or three gathered together. Amen. In his name, he said, there I am in the midst where they are in agreement. Amen. Come on, we're Brother Joe. You get God in the midst. And once he steps in the midst, amen, impossibility goes out the door. It's when there's a hindrance to God, then all of a sudden impossibility, amen, steps back in and everything becomes impossible. Amen. But when we walk with God, I was down in a school, amen, I believe it was on Friday. And yeah, amen, I walk in there, we got a hearing, we got a ear doctor, whatever they call them, audiologist. And she got an office in one of our schools. So she helps a lot of the kids, and other folks can go in there and get their ears checked for practically nothing. Amen. And so anyway, we were talking. I happened to notice that she had a sign up on top of her cabinet file over there, and it said, nothing is impossible to them that believe. And she shouldn't have put that thing there. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it just set me right off. Amen. I stayed in there longer than I was supposed to. Amen. Had a little church with her. Amen. Glory to God. And I said, you know something? Ain't that amazing? Amen. What God said about us. Nothing shall be impossible to them that believe. If I'll have this relationship with God, walk with God, and when he says don't, when he says do, and when he says turn right, amen, he said nothing shall be impossible unto you. Then why are so many things impossible? Because the relationship's not what it's supposed to be. That's the bare bottom fact. Amen. Brother Joe stands in the crowd of all the rest. And God's dealt with me about that relationship. Amen. And faith. The relationship to God and faith are intangibly tied together. Brother Ravenhill quoted and said, no man is greater than his prayer life. Amen. He's telling the gospel truth. Today, we get, and I read through, there's a lot of people prophesying a lot of things. Most of them are prophesying things about the political realm. About 95% of what they prophesy never comes to pass. Amen. And people just keep tuning in to hear more garbage. Amen. I said, I want to tell you something. I'm mad by the politics of the land do bother me. But what bothers me more than the politics of the land, amen, is what goes on in Christendom. What goes on in the professing Christian world. Amen. Is God's will being done? Amen. Is God's word being heralded? Is God's word being lived? Is God's, amen, character being manifested to a lost and a dying world? No, for the most part, amen, folks are caught up in the realm of the natural and have forsaken the spiritual walk with God that God intended. Got to hurry. And he said, he's torn, he will sit and he will bind us up. And then he said, on the third day we shall live. Oh, my. Listen to what he said. After 2 days will he revive us, and the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Three is God's number of completion. Amen. Or God's number of perfection, if you will. God bringing us into that place of completeness. Amen. Well, you mean to tell me three? Yes. Amen. I can tell you what. We're never going to be complete unless it's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hey, folks who have forsaken the Holy Ghost and want to have a letter learn Christianity, and it's always going to be the debt of everything. Amen. The big name teachers that you hear on TV, amen, are for the most part letter learn saints. Amen. But they deny the operation of the Spirit. They don't believe God can speak to the heart of man. Amen. I can tell you, God can't speak to the heart of man. He can't do a thing with him. He can have a bunch of religious people, but he can't have a person that he can lead. Listen, he said he'd take out that old stony heart Ask your spirit, by the way. And He'd give us a heart of flesh. Amen. In other words, God said, I'll give you a heart. I'll give you a spirit that can hear me. I'll give you a spirit I can do something with. Amen. Glory to God. That's what God said. Because why, Brother Jokos? That's the only, amen, heart God can have a relationship with. He can't have a relationship with any other. Listen, man will do that. Man's foolish. He tries to imagine God as 440 beasts and creeping things and, amen, and wooden images and whatever else the Catholic Church wants to get into. Amen. But I can tell you, God is none of those things. Amen. I said, God is none of those things. He is. He's a living God. He ain't a dead God. He's not an inanimate object. Amen. Glory to God. And God wants to live in the very spirit of man, but He does it not in His flesh, but by His Spirit. Amen. Salvation can only be achieved by the Spirit of God. It can never be achieved just by a letter. Amen. Thank God for the Word of God. God never departs from His Word. But that Word that He has been given us to lead us to the Spirit of God. Amen. In obedience and confession before God. And the Spirit of God will translate us into His marvelous kingdom. Listen, it can only be done, amen, if the foreground work has been done and the pre-work has been laid. What is that, Brother Joe? That the blood of Jesus has been shed. You see, because that's according to the book. Amen. Jesus came to fulfill the law. Amen. He sent the Holy Ghost to fulfill the gospel. Amen. God sent His Spirit. Listen, Jesus don't live in us. Amen. Where's Jesus at, Brother Joe? Jesus is at the right hand of the throne of majesty. Where is Christ at? He's living in the heart of the believer. Christ is the anointed one. Amen. He's the Spirit of God. Amen. That God has sent to dwell in our heart. Amen. God, to lead us, to guide us. Amen. And the fullness of that spiritual indwelling culminates in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. When He is who is the Spirit of truth. Amen. Will lead us into all truth. Amen. Thank God. I got to hurry and get where I'm trying to go this morning. We know Him not by a being in the flesh, but we know Him by a relationship through a fellowship with Him in the Spirit. That's the way we know God. That's the way I was born again. I come, amen, a dead soul. Amen. I come to that altar dead in trespasses, like every one of us. Amen. We all dead in trespasses and sins. That's what the Word of God teaches us. Come down there a dead man. My spirit was dead. Amen. Now listen, my soul is going to exist in eternity somewhere throughout the ages because God made man a living soul. That soul's going to exist either in the state of death or in the state of life. And where it exists at, God has given us, amen, the control over that. I know them Calvinists tell you different. Some of them folks said you can't find what they're telling you in that book right there either. Amen. It's not there. Amen. If it's not the book, amen, you better leave it off because God ain't there. Amen. If it's in the book, it's God. You better embrace it because it's God's holy word. Amen. I got to hurry. Through a relationship and through fellowship with Him. Now I want to read a little bit about fellowship. I'm going to try to close just a minute. I'm not going to get all the way done. I know that. But we know Him by having fellowship. Listen, say something here and back up just a moment and move in Matthew. When He come out of Caesarea Philippi, and He said, "Who do men say that I am?" And their answer was, "Thou art, you're Elias, or you're Jeremiah, or another prophet sent from God." Had a lot of answers. But then Jesus turns and asks His 12, "But who do ye say that I am?" Amen. And old Peter speaks up and confesses it out of his heart and says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen. And Jesus says, this is for my text, for the purposes, if you want to read it, amen, you read it for yourself. It's in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse starting in verse 13, the whole story is, let me just quickly move. And Jesus says back to Peter, "Blessed art thou. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona." Amen. For he said, "For flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, Holy Word. Come on, Brother Joe. Flesh and blood cannot reveal it to you and I. No man can say that Christ is Lord except saved by the Holy Ghost. That's what the Word of God teaches us. Amen. Only by the Spirit of God can a man know, amen, who Christ is. Amen. That's the only way. That's what the Bible declares. Amen. So blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And then he goes on with Peter and says, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter. Amen. And upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What's he saying, Brother Joe? You know who I am. I know who you are. And that's not by flesh, but it's by the Spirit. Amen. That's a relationship. Fellowship with God. Amen. Glory to God. I want to tell you, fellowship with God will get you in places, amen, that you can't hardly believe that you can. What do you mean, Brother Joe? Amen. The Apostle Paul said, amen, standing in heavenly places in Christ. It'll get you to higher heights than you ever dreamed. It'll get you, amen, to more glorious estates than we ever believed. Amen to God. If we'll have fellowship with Him. Glory. Listen, and he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against this. Amen, my church. That is based upon that fellowship. I know Christ is that rock. Amen, I can know that till I fall dead. I can have that knowledge. Amen, but unless I have that fellowship, then that statement does not apply to my life. Amen. Come on. It is not just the head knowledge of Christ who He is. Amen. Devils believed and trembled, but they still devils. Amen. It is that relationship and that fellowship with God. He's my God in heaven. Amen. You don't believe it? You look back through the Word of God. Amen. Here's a little boy, 16 years old. Amen. I can tell you everything in that valley is shaking in their boots because of that 10-foot tall giant on the other side of the creek. But here's a young lad, probably stood 5'5". Amen. Might have weighed 160 pounds, maybe. I doubt he weighed that. Amen to God. And he said, who is that uncircumcised Philistine? Amen. Running his mouth on the other side of the creek. Amen to God. Why? What's the difference, Brother Joe? Amen. He's got fellowship with God. Amen. Well, the rest of that crowd, amen, just got religion. Amen to God. But he's a different person. Amen. He knows his God. Daniel said, you go rest in your and stand in your lot. Amen. Until the end. Amen. He said that things are going to go worse and worse. And I'm just paraphrasing here. But he said, them that do know their God, them that do know their God shall be mighty and do exploits. What's an exploit, preacher? That's something beyond the human ability. Amen. I said, that's superhuman feats. Glory to God. I'm telling you, amen, there is where Christianity goes. God wants Christianity. In that realm is where God wants His saints. Amen. That place where they got fellowship with Him. Amen. Don't matter what men say. It don't matter what judges say. It don't matter what doctors say. It don't matter, amen, what the magistrate says. Amen. It don't matter what the president or the Congress or anybody else. Amen. It matters what this thus saith the Lord. Behold, I've given you a commission, saith the Lord, that can only be achieved through a relationship with me. Behold, and I have given you promises concerning that commission, saith the Lord, that I have told you in the Old Testament that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every accusation that is raised against you will come to naught. Behold, that the rivers may come against you, but they can't overflow you. The fire won't kindle upon you. And every weapon that is formed against thee shall not prosper. And behold, I'll give you power to tread upon serpents and upon dragons, and if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, that's His Word. I need Brother Joe's. Thank God it's His. Amen. Who's it belong to, Brother Joe? Them that are fellowshipping.
them that walk with Him. Amen. And then they will know. Now I'm going to read in Hosea what He said. After 3 days, He's going to live in His sight. Then shall we know. Then shall we know. And then there's the big old two-letter word that rises up right there. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. You mean to tell me, Brother Joe, I won't know. What are we going to know then, Brother Joe? He said, He shall come unto us as the rain. I mean, man can do whatever they want to, but they can't stop the rain. We see that. The rain comes. That's God's business. Come on. Then it shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. What is that, Brother Joe? That is the planting and the harvest rain. Amen. First, the latter rain is the harvest rain. He puts it kind of in reverse. And the former rain is the planting rain. Amen. Then, He said, if we follow on. Amen. You want to reap? Amen. Will God be not weary in well-doing? Amen. Follow on to know the Lord. And then He said, God's going to come to us like the rain. What else does that mean, Brother Joe? It means that man can't hinder. Amen. What God wants to do, we will simply do what God said. Man can't stop that rain. He's tried to figure out ways to stop hurricanes. He ain't going to ever figure out a way to do that. God, the way that God has, amen, is a great, amen, friend. Amen. Nahum said He has His way in the whirlwind and the storm, and the clouds are just the dust of His feet. And I want to have fellowship with Him. And the marvelous thing is that little old bitty me and us. Amen. When David said, when I consider the moon, the stars, and all the hands made, who art thou, O man, that thou art mindful? Who art thou, O man, that God is mindful of me, of us? Yet, God said, out of all of that, out of all of those things, God said, man, there ain't a sparrow that falleth to the ground that my heavenly Father don't know about. And how much more ye than many sparrows, even the very hairs of your head are numbered. And God desires, out of all of that, to have fellowship with us. And God said, if you'll have fellowship with me, amen, there will be rain. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It is my desire, saith the Lord. It is my desire. And behold, even as the Lamb of God declared to His disciples, with desire have I desired to break this and to share this cup with you, to break this bread. And behold, it is my desire that I might fellowship you in the pattern and in the will and in the purpose of heaven, and that you may know me, and that I may know you, and that the gates of hell may not prevail, and that you may trod upon thine enemies and manifest the life of God to a world that is lost and in darkness, saith the Lord. And I got to go one more place and I'm going to have to close. 1 John 1:3, that which we have seen and heard, declare unto you, that you may also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:6, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And that's not this way. It's this way. We have fellowship one with another. And listen what He said the results of that is. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Fellowship. Amen. Father, I thank You today. Thank You, sir. I realize that I could never be worthy of You fellowshipping me. I could never meet the condition of where You could actually do that. Christ had to come. Jesus had to die on the cross. Had to shed His blood. That they might have access once again to bring that fellowship back into God being. And now, Lord, it's up to us to accept that which You have given us and to guard that fellowship. And once again, pursue that great relationship with You. And then, sir, You will make us to be what Your Word said that You would have us be. You will transform us, mold us, fashion us, Strengthen us, carry us, lead us, guide us. And in the end, present us unto yourself, unreprovable, unblameable in your sight. What more could man hope for? Out of all of his imagination, could he ever dream of other than that? May you be honored. Let's just close in an altar today. What God has given us is beyond the bounds of human mind to fully comprehend. But it's not beyond the ability of human to experience. Hallelujah. I said it's not beyond us to experience what He has given us. Matter of fact, the whole reason He hath laid that foundation is He wants us to experience what He has for us. It's not for the sake of humanity being pleased or amen, but it is for the sake of the kingdom. It is for the working of His will. It is for the amen, for the will of heaven and the manifestation of the will of God to go on in the earth. Unless there is a relationship like God intended, there can never be a church like God intended. There can never be a Christian like God intended. Amen. And I realize, and I agree with D.L. Moody, that outside of Christ, and amen, I don't think there's ever been a man fully exploited that relationship that God has for us. And oh, it stands to be seen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I read to us today what the Apostle Paul said. Amen. I pressed for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. This one thing. One thing I'm after. I'm pursuing this relationship. I'm after the relationship that God wants with Him. I want it with God. Amen. I'm sure as the key to victory in the Christian life is the relationship. Is my relationship what it ought to be with God? Or is it lacking? Is it cold? Is it lukewarm? Or is it fiery hot? Has God got my attention night and day? Or do I barely ever think about God except maybe on Sunday? Amen. Does my mind cross Him? Does it ever cross our mind continually? That's what God's after. Show me that man or that woman that's in love. Amen. With that woman or that man, however it happens to be. And I'll show you that several times throughout the day, amen, they will be on their mind, in their spirit, and on their heart. They will think about them. Amen. If we love God, that relationship's what it ought to be. Amen. Brother Wigglesworth, amen, told that man to stop that car. Amen. Got out, got on his face on the ground. My God, he said, it's been 15 whole minutes, and I haven't said one word about you. My. Is it any wonder that God used that man in the way that He did? Because he had such a relationship with Christ. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, those folks are special. Amen. The Bible says concerning Elijah, he's a man of like passions, just like you and I. He wasn't special. He just made God special. Amen. Same with all the rest of us. According to what we do with God, as to what God can do with us. Amen. If I'm willing to do with God what God intended me to do with Him, then God can do with me what He intended to do with me. Amen. Otherwise, it will come short of that. Amen. And that shortness is not on the part of God. It always falls to my side. Amen. God's always faithful. God's always ready. Amen. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. It's up to whosoever will. It's up to you and I. Amen to God. Amen. I thank God for His glorious staring presence. Thank God that He won't cut me a dab of slack. Amen. But He'll tell me right exactly what's up with me. And then He'll say, but if you allow me to change that, it don't have to be that way. That's what Brother Clendenin said to that Monday morning minister's meeting. It don't have to be that way. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God it don't have to be that way. God will deliver us. Amen. Let's stand. Oh, I appreciate it. Before we close this service.